Could Transport Month move from PR to Progress? September 23, 2025. I have a dream. Martin Luther King Jr. famously said that on the 28th of August, 1963. Fast forward to 2025, and Charlene Clark also has a dream that Transport Month could actually achieve something. Every October, South Africa observes Transport Month, a tradition dating back to 2005. The month is intended to raise awareness about road safety, highlight infrastructure development, and promote public transport. Yet too often, it is little more than ribbon-cutting ceremonies, billboard slogans, and temporary roadblocks. The real question is, what could Transport Month achieve if it were taken seriously as a national platform for action? Here are five ideas. Safer roads every day, not just in October. South Africa's road safety record is alarming, with thousands of lives lost annually to preventable crashes. During Transport Month, government and provincial authorities roll out campaigns to remind drivers about speeding, seatbelts, and alcohol. The impact, however, is fleeting. What could be achieved? Transport Month could serve as the annual launchpad for a year-round safety strategy. Instead of isolated roadshows, October could be the moment when new legislation, tougher enforcement measures, and community-led safety initiatives are unveiled, anchoring lasting behavioral change, a platform for infrastructure accountability. Transport Month often showcases completed projects, new highways, bridges, or BRT corridors. While these matter, South Africans are equally concerned about stalled projects, corruption scandals, and pothole-ridden roads. What could be achieved? October could become the month where the Department of Transport, DOT, publishes a comprehensive infrastructure scorecard. What has been delivered, what is delayed, and why? Such transparency would not only build public trust, but also push contractors and officials towards better accountability, driving the shift to green mobility. While Europe moves to phase out internal combustion engines, South Africa lags behind on electrification and emission standards. What could be achieved? Announcing binding targets for electric vehicle, EV, adoption, cleaner fuels, and sustainable public transport every October would align South Africa with global trends. Building public transport trust. For most South Africans, public transport is fragmented, unsafe, or unreliable. Taxis dominate, buses are underfunded, and rail is crumbling. This has driven mass reliance on private cars, worsening congestion and emissions. What could be achieved? Transport Month could be used to pilot integrated transport solutions in key metros, affordable, reliable, safe services where taxis, buses, and rail connect seamlessly. Demonstration projects launched in October could serve as blueprints for wider national rollouts, an economic and social lever. Transport is not just about mobility, it is about access to jobs, education, and healthcare. Poor transport locks people into poverty. As the RR has previously noted, millions of South Africans continue to struggle with inadequate road transport, poor mobility solutions, and deteriorating road infrastructure. What could be achieved? Transport Month could elevate equity in mobility as a national agenda. Each year, October could highlight how investment in rural roads, non-motorized transport, and affordable fares opens economic opportunities for marginalized communities. So, there you have it. Five ideas that could elevate Transport Month from a PR platform into an event that actually drives progress. Done right, Transport Month could be far more than posters and speeches. It could be the time of year when South Africa pauses, reflects, and accelerates towards a safer, greener, and more inclusive transport future. But maybe this is just a dream.